إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ما بعد، I welcome all of you. We continue reading from Al-I'tiqad Al-Wajib Nahwa Al-Sahaba, this small book, the obligatory belief that every Muslim should have towards the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa radiyallahu anhum. It's by our noble Shaykh Talah Ismail hafidhahullah. In the last class, the Shaykh, we were reading to you the point when he mentioned that the certain people, they go to extreme, to one extreme or to the other, as related to this point. Okay? It is incumbent upon us, and this is a reminder, to know the correct belief concerning the companions. And this belief, it is supported by the text from legislation. They are the best of this ummah after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they are the best of all nations after the prophets and the messengers alayhi wassalatu wassalam. Allah praised them in many places in the Quran, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well praised them. We are commanded by the text of the Quran and the Sunnah to follow their footsteps, especially the rightly guided Khalifa. We have to follow their footsteps to emulate their example in the creeds, in actions of worship, in mu'amalat, in manners and akhlaq and the like. Loving them is from iman. And we love those who love them, and we hate those who hate them, and we talk bad about them. The last point the Shaykh mentioned is that the Khawarij, they went to extreme, because they went against the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of their wicked understanding of the texts. Not only they opposed the Sahaba, they declared them to be kuffar, they are disbelievers. They declared Ali radiallahu anhu, the Khalifa al-Rashid, that Allah is pleased with him and he is as well. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said he is from the people of Jannah. They say he is a disbeliever. Look at this jahl and dalal and misguidance. The other group is the Rawafid, the Shia, who they selected a couple of the companions, a handful of the companions, and they went to extreme. Ahlul Bidah, they're always like this, because they don't use the Sunnah, they go to extreme. So they went to extreme as related to a group of the companions, and they loved them in a way that they even placed them above Allah. By ascribing for them matters of the Lordship. That's their aqidah, the Shia al-Rawafid. They believe in their imams that they are better than the angels and the prophets and the messengers. Wal-iyadu billah. As for the rest of the companions, including the best of them are all Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman, with the Shia, these are kuffar. The Shia al-Rawafid, they consider Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and almost all the companions except for a handful, they are kuffar, disbelievers, from so many insults and bad things that me personally, I can even say, find difficulty to just narrate what they say about the companions. Ridwanullahi alayhim. this Rawafid وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, they went to extreme as related to the family members of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they say that they were oppressed, they were harmed by Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman with the help of the companions, that they oppressed Fatima, oppressed Ali, oppressed Al-Hassan, Al-Hussein, and the like, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, which is a lie. While they say that the Sahaba are kuffar, they say that their imams are ma'sumun, they don't make mistakes. Not only that, they said they know the unseen. Their imams know the unseen. Rather, some of them, they even went deeply in that extreme and gave them characteristics of Risala, and also they give them some characteristics of the Lordship, give them some rights that is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of this is known in the religion of the Rafida, وَالْعِيَادِ بِاللَّهِ, they have their religion on their own, وَالْعِيَادِ بِاللَّهِ, because they don't apply with the text of the Quran and the Sunnah, they just follow their own wickedness and dalal. But you find them, they oppose the masses of the companions. They take them as enemies, وَلْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. They hate them. They speak ill about them, وَلْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Especially Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman, radiallahu anhum. They insult them, they abuse them. This is in their Jumu'ah, وَلْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, in the Masajid of Al-Rawafid. That's what they do. We say, may Allah be pleased with Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali. They curse Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman. A'udhu billah. So Allah salam wa afiyah. They say that the Sahaba, except for those that they went to extreme as related to them, they say they're all apostated. A'udhu billah. They kuffar. And the hypocrites. He says, A'udhu billahi. It's like they know the unseen. He says, even though in time of the Prophet, all of those his companions, they were hypocrites. They just entered into Islam and they showed Islam. Wal'iyadu billah. That's why they ruled them to be kuffar. And they says it is from Iman and something that get person closer to Allah, to insult Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and the Sahaba. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. So Allah as-salamu alayhi. ثم قال الشيخ فالح بن إسماعيل حفظه الله وإمعانا منهم في المضي في الباطل قرروا أن الولاية لآل البيت لا تتحقق إلا بالبراءة من جمهور الصحابة تبريرا لتناقضهم وكيلهم بمكيالين وجمعهم بين المتناقضات في الإفراط والتفريط وفي الغلو والجفاف. The Shia Rafida wal'iyadu billah, they deeply in misguidance at levels. Some people, alhamdulillah, they still Muslims upon tawheed, but they have some bid'ah that doesn't take them out of Islam. But this wicked ones here, the Shia Rafida, they went deeply in falsehood. And they come up with this principle that is not from Islam, that establishing the Khilafah for the family of the Prophet ﷺ. And this will not happen except if they free themselves from the rest of the companions. قال الشيخ وأجدني مضطرا لذكر بعض عقائدهم وأصولهم في هذا الباب. Then he says, the Shaykh says, I'm finding myself forced actually to mention some of their evil principles and wicked creed and belief in this book. مع الكراهة الشديدة لمجرد ذكرها أو تصديرها أو تلفظ بها. He says, even though he hates just to mention what they are upon. ولكن حتى لا يقال إنني أتقول عليهم أو أفتري شيئا لا يقولونه ولا يعتقدونه. الشيخ said, he don't even want to mention these things. But he says he had to do it since nobody would say the Shaykh he just talking without dalil, without knowledge. He just talking about them, but where is his proofs? He's talking this and this. Where is his proofs? That's why he's mentioned them. قال فاللهم إني أبرأ إليك من هذه النقول العظيمة في الإفك والجرأة والتطاول على سادات الأمة وعذري ما ذكرت والتماسي ما تقرر عند العقلاء أن ناقل الكفر ليس بكافر. Then he makes a dua. He says, Oh Allah, I free myself from transmitting this great blasphemies and falsehood, from these lies that they have against Aisha and against the companions, and them abusing the best of this ummah. Then the Shaykh says, my excuse is that, or the reason that make him to do this is what he has mentioned, so that nobody who read this paragraph will say, why the Shaykh is saying this, he didn't bring no proofs. Where is the statements of the Shia, the Rawafid? Why didn't he bring some of their statements so we can understand really what he's talking about? He said, and as it is mentioned, with the ulama, with the sound mind, that the one who transmit or narrate an action of kufr, he's not a kafir. أولاً ذكر ما يتعلق بالإفراط والغلو بأهل البيت. Now the Shaykh is going to mention their extreme excessiveness as related to the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Of course, we love the family members of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We love them. This is our aqeedah. We love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and we love his family. Amen. But now look at the Shia. قال روى ابن أبي جمهور الإحسائي فيما زعمه عن جعفر الصادق أنه قال. He mentioned this man, ابن أبي جمهور الإحسائي, as he claimed that he heard this from جعفر الصادق. That he says, he's from the family members of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. From the sons and the grandsons of from the family of Ali and Fatima radiallahu anhuma. But this they lie. They lie on Ali, they lie on Fatima, they lie on Al-Hasan al-Husayn, that they said, but no, they never. How could, as you're going to see, you hear, how could these great people will speak kufr, radiallahu and contradict the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this man of the Shia, he claims that Ja'far al-Sadiq says, حُبُّ عَلِي حَسَنَ لَا تَضُرُّ مَعَهَا سَيِّئَةَ وَبُغْضُ عَلِي سَيِّئَةَ لَا تَنْفَعُ مَعَهَا حَسَنَةَ وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعَ النَّاسُ عَلَى حُبِّ عَلِي لَمَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ النَّارَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. Listen to these guys, man. They lie on the A'imma from the family of the... He claims that Ja'far al-Sadiq says, loving Ali is a good deed. Once you have this, no bad deed will harm you. Meaning, if a person does any bad deed, it doesn't matter. As long as he has love of who? Of Ali. Yes, subhanAllah. Didn't this tell you something about what? This is the belief of who? Questions, man. Love of Jesus, that's it. That's what they say. If you have love of Jesus, do whatever you want to do, man. That's all you need, right, Abdul Majid? That's what they believe, right, the Christians? Well, look at because the ulama, they mentioned that there is a big similarities between the creed of the Shia and the creed of the Kuffar. It's mainly the Yahud and the Christians. He says, loving Ali is a good deed that if a person have it, no other evil deed will harm him. And he said, and hating Ali is an evil deed, that if a person have it, no hasana, even if it's tawheed, will be beneficial for that person. Nothing. And then he says, they claim that this man, Ja'far al-Sadiq radiallahu anhu, says, and if the people, all the people they love, all of them love Ali, there is no need for Allah to create the fire. A'udhu billah. They said, if all the people love Ali, Allah would not create the hellfire. A'udhu billah. Did he hear any boldness other than this? And this is nothing. By the way, this is their aqidah, ikhwan. This is not just one person of them saying this. This is the creed. That's what they believe. That's what they teach their children. So when you see Shi'i, don't you think, man, he's one of us? They're not one of us. Because we don't have this false creed, man. We don't think like this. We don't think like this. A'udhu billah. Warawal Kulaini, this Kulaini is one of their main, like Bukhari for Ahlul Sunnah. Main Shaykh for the Rafida. La'natullahi alayhim. Fima za'amahu an ahad al-a'imma annahu qal. La yakunu al-abdu mu'minan hatta ya'rif Allah wa rasulahu wal-a'immata kullahum wa imam zamanihi. A'udhu billah. In Usul al-Kafi, this Usul al-Kafi to them is like Sahih al-Bukhari for us. You see? They don't care about no Sahih al-Bukhari. But this book, Usul al-Kafi for the Shia, look how important is like Sahih al-Bukhari for us. Subhanallah. But this Usul al-Kafi, of course, is full of lies and fabrications, wal-iyadu billah, and calamities. And danger, وَلَيَدُ بِاللَّهِ. What this man Kulaini? This Kulaini, he claimed that one of their a'imma, their leaders, their imam says, a person, a servant or a slave of Allah, is not a believer until he know Allah, his Messenger وسلم, and all of the a'imma of the Shia. Especially the imam in his time. If you don't know him, he's not a believer. None of the ulama says, look, man, if you don't know Ibn Baz, you're not a believer. No, I'm knowing Ibn Baz is a good thing, especially if you listen to his talks. And that's not a condition. If somebody don't know Imam Albani, he's not a believer. A'udhu billah. وَيَعْتَقِدُونَ أَنَّ الْأَئِمَّ أَرْكَانُ الْأَرْضِ أَنْ تَمِيدَ بِهَا. No. وهم الحجة البالغة على من فوق الأرض ومن تحت الثرى. And these are not stories that some Shia say to their little children, they put them to sleep. These are creed, aqidah. This is their creed. Our creed is the aqidah of the Salaf. That's their creed. They believe that their a'imma, their imams, they are the pillars of the earth. Without them, the earth will be gone. Can you believe this? And they are the proof that is established upon everybody on the earth and under the earth. They are. وَلَيَّهُ بِاللَّهِ وَأَنَّهُمْ لَوْلَاهُمْ مَا عُبِدَ اللَّهِ. Look, and they says, had it not been for these imams of the Rafida, Allah would not be worshipped. لَا حَوْلَ اللَّهِ. Still in Usul al-Kafi, huh? These are their main book, Usul al-Kafi. فَهُمْ حُجَّةُ اللَّهِ وَبَابُ اللَّهِ وَوُلَاةُ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ وَجَنْبُ اللَّهِ وَعَيْنُ اللَّهِ وَخَزَنَةُ عِلْمِ اللَّهِ. يَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. لَا كُفْرَ شِرْك. So their iman, they are the proof that is established by Allah against His creation. They are the gate that lead to Allah. Meaning you won't get to Allah and His pleasure except through them, these imams. You get to Allah with tawheed and with ikhlas and with adherence to the Quran and Sunnah. They say they are the wulats of the command of Allah. They are the closest to Allah. Since when shirk get people closer to Allah? And bid'ah and innovations. وعين الله is they are the eye of Allah. I don't know what they mean with that. And they are the ones that with them the knowledge of Allah. Allah's knowledge is with them, with these imams. وهم معدن العلم وشجرة النبوة ومفاتيح الحكمة وموضع الرسالة ومختلف الملائكة يا أخي. Falsehood. All knowledge go back to them. They are the tree of prophethood. They have all keys of wisdom. They're the one that deserve the message. All of this falsehood and foolishness that Allah has saved us from, and we thank Allah and praise Him for saving us from this. Alhamdulillah. قال ويقرر إمامه المعاصر هذه العقيدة فيزعم أن الباقر قال لو أن رجلا قام ليله وصام نهاره وتصدق بجميع ماله وحج جميع دهره ولم يعرف ولاية ولي الله فيواليه فتكون جميع أعماله بدلالته إليه ما كان له على الله حق في وحق في ثوابه وما كان من أهل الإيمان أعوذ بالله. Likewise from this, the foolishness that they say that one of their imam is al-Baqir, because they lie on this. The imams like Ali radiallahu anhu, we love Ali, he's one of the Sahaba, he's one of the Khulafa al-Rashidun, but they lie on him. They mention that Ali said a lot of things that Ali never said. But here they say that one of their imams said, if a man or if a person stood up in remembrance of Allah every night and fasted days and spent in charity his entire wealth, and he made Hajj every year until he died, every year making Hajj. But if a person doing all of these good actions, right, making tahajjud, fasting in the days, spending all one's wealth for the sake of Allah, making Hajj every day, are these good actions or bad actions? Yeah, they're very good actions. But to the Shia, what they say? All of these good actions will be no benefits unless this man knows the walaya of that imam. So all of the actions that this person do it through this imam. If he doesn't do this, then he has no right for any reward for his actions from Allah. And he is not from the people of faith. What is the Prophet ﷺ from this? We follow this imam or we follow the Prophet ﷺ? What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran? قُلْ أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ. He didn't say أَطِيعُوا even Ali radiallahu anhu. No, we obey Ali radiallahu anhu if in that which agreed with the haq. Where Ali doesn't say nothing but the haq, alhamdulillah, because he's from the Khulafa al-Rashidun. But he's not the one that was sent to us by Allah. Allah sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وروى الكليني بإسناده المزعوم إلى الصادق قال الأئمة بمنزلة رسول الله. أعوذ بالله. أعوذ بالله. أعوذ بالله. إلا أنهم ليسوا بأنبياء ولا يحل لهم من النساء ما يحل للنبي فأما ما خل ذلك فهم فيه بمنزلة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Look at this man Al-Kulayni in his book Rasul Al-Kafi. He says, claiming once again that As-Sadiq said, one of the imams, the Imam As-Sadiq, says that the A'imma of the Shia, they are on the same level of the messengers, or the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are like the messenger of Allah, except that they are not prophets. Two conditions: they are like the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, except that they are not prophets, and it is not allowed for them to marry the numbers of women that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam married. Meaning, they cannot have more than four wives at one time. Okay, this is other than these two. They are on the same level of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. أعوذ بالله. وروى أبو جعفر الصادق أبو جعفر الصفار عفوا وروى أبو جعفر الصفار روايات كثيرة تدل على أن الأئمة يعرفون ما في الضمائر وحديث النفس قبل أن يخبروا به. لا إله إلا الله. This man, wicked man, Abu Ja'far al-Saffar, he mentioned in his book Basair Darajat al-Kubra, Ad-Darajat al-Kubra, page 255, many narrations, all of them point out that the A'imma of the Shia, they know what's in the people's minds. No, the A'imma of the Shia, they know what's in the people's minds. And if someone is thinking about something, they know it before even the man say anything. وَيَعْرِفُونَ الْآجَالَ وَأَسْبَابَهَا. نعم. Also, the A'imma, they claim that they know when everyone will die and what causes that person to die. Yes, alhamdulillah. Nobody knows when people die except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the angel of death don't know that. The angel of death, he don't know until Allah sent him to this person and this one. But then they say their a'imma know this. وَيَعْرِفُونَ شِيَعَتَهُمْ مِنْ أَعْدَائِهِمْ بِوُجُوهِهِمْ وَأَسْمَائِهِمْ. And they know their Shia, those people who are with them and they love them and they are with them. And on that, they know them from their enemies just by looking at their faces. وَيَعْرِفُونَ مَتَى يَمُوتُونَ. And they know when their Shia, their allies, will die. وَيَعْرِفُونَ أَهْلَ الْجَنَّةِ وَأَهْلَ النَّارِ بِسِمَاهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا. They said that the A'imma of the Shia, look at this batil. They know, just by looking at the people, they know who are from the people of Jannah and who are from the people of the Hellfire. They look at the people and they know, oh, these are people from the Jannah and these are people from the Hellfire. Okay, this is what they claim in their A'imma. Their A'imma, they know the unseen. Their A'imma, they're the one that holding the earth. Their A'imma, they know what's in the people's minds. The A'imma, they know when everybody gonna die and how they gonna die. The A'imma, this and this. A'iyadu billah. Nas'al Allah as-salamu al-afiyah. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for saving us from this shirk and from this foolishness. Now, ذِكْرُ مَا يَتَعَلَّقُ بِالتَّفْرِيطِ وَالْجِفَاءِ فِي الصَّحَابَةِ. Now, after the Shaykh, he mentioned, he just quote, this is a lot of foolishness, man. This should be enough to make you sick. Now, he's going to mention, and we're going to read to you, what they said, and what is in their books. These are their main books, by the way. Their main books. That after going to extreme and praising their imams and putting them above the wal'iyadu billah, the Prophet and the messengers, because even the prophets and the messengers, they don't know the unseen. They don't know who will die and who's not going to die. They don't know who's from the people of Jannah or the Hellfire just by looking at them. Subhanallah. Now he's going to mention their extreme, the other extreme as related to them hating and the Sahaba of the Prophet ﷺ, the companions. Rawa al-Kulayni, if you remember this Kulayni once again, that's their main imam, wal'iyadu billah. Rawa al-Kulayni bi isnadihi al-maz'um ila al-Baqir qal, kana an-nasu ahla riddatin ba'da an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam illa thalatha. Al-Kulayni, he mentioned with his isnad, he claims that al-Baqir said, one of their imams, said, all the people left Islam after the Prophet ﷺ, after his death, except three. This is their aqidah, man. That's what they believe. It's not like something that they talk about. This is their creed. Amen. They says, after the death of when the Prophet ﷺ died, everybody, apostate. All the Sahaba left Islam, except for three. فَقُلْتُ وَمَنِ الثَّلَاثَ. He says, so who are these three? He says, المقداد بن الأسود وأبو ذر الغفاري وسلمان الفارسي. المقداد بن الأسود and أبو ذر الغفاري and سلمان الفارسي. Of course, not included the أهل البيت. أهل البيت, that they, for them, that's of course, all right. علي and فاطمة حسن حسين, that's something else. Because they put them above, you know. But from the rest of the companions, other than the family of the Prophet ﷺ, Al-Miqdad ibn al-Aswad, and Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, and Salman al-Faris. Why they choose these three? Allahu A'lam. So to them, the Aqidah, Sahaba kuffar, al-Iyadu Billah. Abu Bakr and Umar, Uthman, Talha, Zubair, all of these great companions, they're not Muslims, al-Iyadu Billah. Abu Huraira, of course, they hate Abu Huraira like they... Subhanallah. وروى أيضا الكوليني بإسناده المزعوم إلى الباقر أنه قال عن أبي بكر وعمر رضي الله عنهما منصه وإن الشيخين فارق الدنيا ولم يتوب ولم يتذكر ما صنع بأمير المؤمنين يعني علي فعليهما لعنة الله والملائكة والناس أجمعين. أعوذ بالله أعوذ بالله أعوذ بالله أعوذ بالله أعوذ بالله. Likewise, this man Al-Kulayni, he mentioned this from his isnad to Al-Baqir, that he says about Abu Bakr and Umar رضي الله عنهما. And Abu Bakr and Umar, they are the best of this ummah. Nobody is better than them. After the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is Abu Bakr. And after Abu Bakr is Umar. Nobody is better than them. We are commanded to follow their footsteps and to follow their sunnah, their Khulafa al-Rashidun. What the Shia say about them? They say that this man, one of their imams, says, وَإِنَّ الشَّيْخَيْنِ, the two shaykhs, meaning Abu Bakr and Umar, have left the dunya, meaning they died, and they didn't repent. They didn't repent from what they, the harm they did to Amir al-Mu'mineen. Who's Amir al-Mu'mineen? Who wants to guess? Ali. Of course, he's Amir al-Mu'mineen to us, alhamdulillah, and we're happy and we love him. But they said they didn't repent from the things that they did and the harm they did to Amir al-Mu'mineen. What is, he says? He says, may the curse of Allah be upon them. And likewise, the curse of the angels and all of the people, you're just a liar. We are not from you. All the people, he says, أعوذ بالله. لعنة الله على من لعن هؤلاء الناس. We say, rather may the curse of Allah be upon those who curse Abu Bakr and Umar. That's what I would say. For them to include us in this falsehood, says all the people. Who told you all the people? You're liars. وروى محمد بن عمر الكشي وهو أول من صنف في علم الرجال وأحوالهم عندهم بإسناده المزعوم الباقر أنه قال كان الناس أهل ردة بعد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى ثلاثة. And also this man محمد بن عمر الكشي, one of the main so-called scholars, that they call them scholars, these wicked people. They say he's the first one who compiled or wrote a book as related to the science of the people, the man of narrations and the like. With his isnad that once he claimed to Al-Baqir, that Al-Baqir said, the people, they all apostated after the Prophet ﷺ, except for three. And he mentioned them. Al-Miqdad, and Abu Dharr, and Salman al-Farisi, radiallahu anhum ajma'in. لا حول ولا قوة. وذكر محمد باقر المجلس فيما زعمه عن جعفر الصادق أنه قال. This is another man from the wicked people. محمد باقر المجلس. He claimed and he lied that جعفر الصادق said. لما أقام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أمير المؤمنين عليا يوم غدير خم كان بحذائه سبعة نفر من المنافقين. He says, when the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم appointed Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali رضي الله عنه to be the Amir one day in Ghadir Khum, he says, around him were seven hypocrites. Now you know the hypocrites, right? A'udhu Billah. He says, Abu Bakr, Umar, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, وسعد بن أبي وقاص وأبو عبيدة وسالم مولى أبي حذيفة والمغيرة بن شعبة. أعوذ بالله، أعوذ بالله، نعوذ بالله من الضلال. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. And they mentioned about the Sahaba, Wallahi, Akhwan. They mentioned, Wal'iyadu Billah, the Shia, that the Sahaba, except for those that they selected, they mentioned that they are about the dunya. After the death of the Prophet ﷺ, they fought one another about the dunya and who's get the leadership, Wal'iyadu Billah. And they said, إِنَّا هَا هُنَا لَا شَأْنَ لَنَا بِشَيْخَيْنِ. They say, as for them, the Shia, they have nothing to do with Abu Bakr and Umar. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. They have nothing to do with Abu Bakr and Umar. وَمَا قَامَ بِهِ مِنْ مُخَالَفَاتِ الْقُرْآنِ. And they freed himself from Abu Bakr and Umar. And the Shia, they believe that they freed themselves from all the what Abu Bakr and Umar, all the things that they went against the Quran. Abu Bakr and Umar went against the Quran. وَمِنْ تَلَاعُبٍ بِأَحْكَامِ الْإِلَهِ. And from them playing games with the rulings of Allah. Abu Bakr and Umar play games. عُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. وَمَا حَلَّلَاهُ وَمَا حَرَّمَاهُ مِنْ عِنْدِهِمَا. This is the aqid of the Shia. And they freed themselves from all of the things that Abu Bakr and Umar made halal, which they are haram. And from the things that they made haram, which is in the deen of Allah, it's halal. A'udhu Billah. And if you ask them, okay, give us one example from the things that are haram in the deen of Allah, and they make it halal, ya kazzabun. وما رساه من ظلم ضد فاطمة بنت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وضد أولاده. Likewise, they said the Shia, they freed themselves from all of the oppression that Abu Bakr and Umar, subhanallah, they practiced against Fatima. Abu Bakr and Umar, they oppressed Fatima according to these wicked liars, the Shia, the daughter of the Prophet ﷺ, and all of the oppression against the children of the Prophet ﷺ, Hassan al-Husayn, his grandsons and the like. And they say that كلمات ابن الخطاب القائمة على الفرية والنابعة من أعمال الكفر والزندقة. And they hate Umar, subhanAllah, Umar radiallahu anhu, because Umar, he destroyed their dynasty, the Persian dynasty, in the times of Umar. They hate him, subhanAllah, they don't like Umar at all. They says all of his statements are a lie. And they come from kufr, waliyadu billah. These people are wicked. And then you find somebody from the Muslims, like they are our brothers. They are not our brothers, man. اي نعم.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
قال الشيخ فلاح بن إسماعيل حفظه الله إن فيما ذكرت العظة والعبرة لمن كان له قلب أو ألقى السمع وهو شهيد فينظر في نصوص الكتاب والسنة وأقوال سلف الأمة ثم ينظر في أقوال المارقين المخالفين في هذه الصفوة المباركة من صحابة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فتتجلى له وسطية أهل السنة والجماعة في عقائدهم في أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وقوفا منهم عند نصوص القرآن الكريم واستجابة لأحاديث الرسول الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم واقتفاء لآثار سلفهم الصالح. نعم. الشيخ says in what we have presented is enough to serve as an admonition and a lesson for anyone who has a sound mind and sound heart. The one who hears the statements and benefit them. He says, anyone who wants the truth, he should look at the text of the Quran, the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the statements of As-Salaf. And then let him look at the statements of these foolish people, these renegades and rebellious. They oppose the text of the Quran and they oppose the text of the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam as related to these noble companions, the blessed companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anyone who is seeking the truth away from sticking to what his people are upon, or his color is upon, or his tribe is upon, anyone who seeks the truth. Because nothing will help us in Yawm al-Qiyamah but the truth. The truth and nothing but the truth. Your people is not going to help you when you stand in front of Allah. Your tribe is not going to help you. Rather, a father cannot help his own children. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. When the day when a person will flee, run away from his family members, of the Prophet, as Allah states in the Quran. He flee from his brothers, from his brother, from his mother and father, from his children and wife. So you think your tribe is going to help you? You're going to side with the truth. If the truth is with your tribe, alhamdulillah, you got two good things now, the haqq and your tribe. But if your tribe was on falsehood, So you got no tribe. You just got no tribe. You're solo now. And it's not going to bother you. You got no tribe, but you have the haqq. What are you going to stick to the tribe and leave the haqq right? That's a big mistake. But people do this. They know the haqq. They still want to take a side with their tribes, with their people, walayadu billah. Said anyone who did this and read the books of Allah, the book of Allah, and the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, the statements of the imma of the Salaf, by seeking the truth, then this person, he will know that the haqq is with Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. In their creeds, especially as related to the companions of the Messenger of Allah. The haqq is not with the Khawarij. The haqq is not with the Shia. The haqq is with Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Because Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they apply the texts of the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فهم وحدهم المؤمنون المصدقون بما جاء في فضلهم ومكانتهم. Alone, أهل السنة والجماعة, they believe with certainty in all of the texts from the Quran and the Sunnah that comprises and includes and entails the virtue and the great rank and the position of the Sahaba, the companions of Ridwanullahi alayhim. سلمت قلوبهم وعقائدهم وأقوالهم وكتاباتهم نحو الصحابة من كل غلو أو جفاء ملتزمين الاعتدال بالصراط المستقيم. نعم, أهل السنة والجماعة alone, their hearts are pure towards the companions. They have no enmity, no hatred towards the companions. They have nothing but love and respect, high respect toward the companions. Their creeds are the creeds of the companions. They follow the statements of the, they follow the path of the companions, and they show nothing but respect and love for the companions, whether through their statements or their writings. And they don't go to extreme. Both sides. They're not like the Khawarij who consider the companions disbelievers. And they're not like the Shia who, yet, they went to both extremes, the Shia, by going to extreme as related to a selected few companions, by raising them above their makana, and by going to the other extreme by considering the rest are apostates and disbelievers, wal-iyadu billah. Rather, أهل السنة يلتزمون الاعتدال بالصراط المستقيم بقلوب قوامها السلام والحب والتعظيم وبألسنة تلهج بالثناء والدعاء لهم. نعم, but rather أهل السنة والجماعة, they adhere to the middle course. They are just. Why? Because they are on the path of Allah, the straight path. Their hearts are free from any enmity towards the companions, but rather their hearts are filled with love and respect. Likewise, their tongues constantly praise the companions and make dua for them. يتولون جميع الصحابة ولا يتبرؤون من أحد أو طائفة منهم كما هو أحوال حال أهل البدع والأهواء. أهل السنة والجماعة, they consider all of the companions as their example to be followed. And they don't free themselves from one or couple of them or a group of them. No. Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they respect all of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ. Allah love all of them and follow their footsteps. Unlike Ahlul Bid'ah, Ahlul Dalal, whether they free themselves from all of the companions or, wal'iyadu billah, they select some and they neglect the rest. وَيَتَرَدَّوْنَ عَنِ الْجَمِيعِ أَهْلُ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ, they say رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الصَّحَابَةِ أَجْمَعِينَ. They don't say radiallahu anhu in a group and curse the other like the Shia or Iyadu Billah do. ويعتقدون أن جميع الصحابة خير الخلق بعد الأنبياء والرسل وعلى رأسهم آل بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأمهات المؤمنين رضي الله عنهم جميعا. And أهل السنة والجماعة, they believe that all of the companions, all of them are the best of the creation, the best of the creation after the prophets and the messengers. Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, their creed, that they believe that the companions, all of them, of the Prophet ﷺ, are the best of the creation, but after the Prophets. They are not better than the Prophets and the companions. The Prophets and the Messengers, ahsant. The Prophets and the Messengers, alayhi wasallam, but other than them, they are the best of this creation. And they know the makana of our Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet ﷺ, and the mothers of the believers, meaning the wives of the Prophet ﷺ, radiallahu anhum ajma'in. And we stop here tonight, inshaAllah. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira.